This is the local VK5 news segment. Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Well, good day, everybody. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the Northeast Radio Club. Now, last Friday night's Northeast Radio Club meeting, it was Christmas party time. Yes, there was all you could eat and drink, and whilst meeting and greeting all the Northeast Radio Club members and wishing everyone the best of Christmas and the new year of 2024. And we were given a very well illustrated talk by Det, VK5DET, about his travels around Australia in his A-van. And there were many great photos of marvellous places around Australia in New South Wales, Queensland, Northern Territory and South Australia. So thank you very much, Det, for that great travelogue. And we then had a presentation of awards to Tom Robertson, Alan Campbell and Graham Kimber for successfully upgrading their amateur radio qualification. So very well done by all of you. Also, we had some special guests on the night. Jerry, the owner of the property where we have the VK5RHO repeater site, was present with his family, and the members were pleased to see them and gave them a rousing welcome. And then Graham Kimber presented Brian, VK5VI, with a Yaesu digital repeater unit for use at the VK5RHO site. So many thanks, Graham, for such a generous donation to the Northeast Radio Club. And the final event of the night was the drawing of the door prizes. And there were many items relating to amateur radio and electronics, as well as the usual wines and chocolates. So everybody enjoyed getting something. Many thanks to all those who helped on the night to clean up and pack away all the furniture and fittings and so forth. You all helped to round off a very enjoyable function on the night. So that's all for this week. Stay negative, 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello, club members, fellow amateur operators and everyone. This is John, VK5RJ, with this week's AHARS news. The January meeting barbecue. Committee is busy organising a barbecue event for the middle of January, as has been done in the past, in place of the January general meeting. After the success of the stargazing event in the Goodwood Orphanage Park, it's proposed that we use this location. Keep Sunday the 14th of January free. More as arrangements are finalised in coming weeks. Training during the December and January period, anybody keen to do their exams during the Christmas period, should get in touch with Paul, VK5PH, by sending him an email to training@ahars.au. Paul will get back to you, and you might be able to arrange a convenient time with him to run a one-on-one session with you to do your exams. He's eager to help anybody that wants to get on air as soon as they can. The information for our regular weekly nets is the Monday night AHARS 2 meter net, 147.00 MHz, on VK5RAD at 2000 hours. It's a general chat about what we've all been doing and anything that is of interest. It's open to all registered amateur operators, and we especially welcome new and recently licensed people to join in and become comfortable with being on air. Also, interstate and other visiting operators are welcome. You don't have to be an AHARS member to join in, so come up and make yourself known. The Boat Anchor Net, conducted by VK5LB, Dean, on 3.62 MHz every Tuesday evening at 19:30. One of the longest running nets on the airwaves anywhere. Come up and say hello if you have 80 metre capability. The ANZA DX Net, The ANZA, Australia, New Zealand and Africa net, runs every day on 14.183 MHz at 0515 UTC with an early check-in at 0500 UTC. It's a list net, so you have to wait your turn to give reports, etc. There are check-ins from all over the world, anywhere from 15 to 35 per day, and it would be a great platform for those working towards their DXCC awards. Paul, VK5PAS, and Shirley, VK5YL, alternate as net controllers on Thursday, which is Ladies' Day. But all are welcome any day. Also, for FCall licensed members who aren't licensed for 20 metres, you can get onto the ANZA net on 15 metres on Saturdays at 0400 UTC on 21.205 MHz. As always, if you have anything of interest or any exciting news, please let me know so that we can share things with all of our members. And don't forget to check out the AHAR's website and the AHAR's Facebook group page. Well, that's all for now from me, so keep working the airwaves and making contacts. Stay away from COVID and other nasty bugs. Cheers and 73 from VK5RJ and AHAR's for this week.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. Last Sunday, our group held its 2023 Christmas barbecue at Lake McIntyre on the northern outskirts of Millicent. We were blessed with perfect weather and a good turnout of members. The whole Lake McIntyre area was absolutely full, with all of the barbecue spots occupied, and some people had picnics just on the lawns as there were no empty shelters available. All present enjoyed some stimulating conversation, and Tom, VK5EE, had brought along a couple of portable HF radios and some antennas. After setting up a QRP half-wave antenna, he fired up his Ziegu X5105, and a number of those present worked a fella in a park, and then fellow club member David, VK5 Delta Golf, who just happened to be on a distant summit. Tom then swapped his Ziegu for his ICOM 703, and some more people were worked on that. Considering that the half-wave antenna was struck up at head height and supported by some conveniently placed shrubs and trees, it all worked very well. Thanks, Tom. A big thank you must go, once again, to Chris, VK5MC, for bringing along an extra barbecue and to an unnamed member for securing our spot for us. It was good to see John, VK3 Victor Alpha Hotel, who made the trip from Casterton, Victoria. We had not seen or heard from John for a while, and so it was good to catch up with him. It was great to hear that Portland and Southwest Radio Crip barbecue at the Sawpit Reserve also went well, and we were very happy to hear that our club member Ian, VK3DNQ, and wife Helen were able to attend that event. Christmas is almost upon us, and we only have our December business meeting left on the calendar for the year. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And, of course, I say 73 from Serge.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.